And it's got some kind of liquid mixed in it. It's cooked, and sometimes you get a bowl of it in the morning, and they put milk on it.
Porridge?
Yeah, what would be another?
Oatmeal?
Well, it'd be like that, isn't it?
Grits?
Yeah, what would you call all those things together? What do you call that type of food? Maybe it's made out of corn.
Oatmeal.
Okay. All right. How about, what do you call things like peas, beets, carrots?
Vegetables.
Okay. And a small pot near a house where you might grow vegetables is called what?
Patch.
Okay, but you know, like you said, I'm going to go out to my vegetable
garden.
Okay. What is the... Now, this is a particularly southern food, so you may not know, I don't know, perhaps you know. What is a particularly southern food that is often served with sausage and eggs, and it's made out of corn, ground corn. It's boiled, it's served with salt and pepper and butter or gravy or whatever. And you know, they always ask you for breakfast, you know, when you're down here. They ask if you want eggs, toast, and...
Grits.
Right. Okay. Grits. Any other names for them?
Hominy.
Yeah.
But I don't use that term.
You don't use that?
No.
Did you see that here?
No, I know. I'm familiar with that. Okay. Say, give me some hominy.
You know, say, give me some hominy. Did you say, give me some grits?
Yeah.
Okay. What's this, what type, now this is a starch food. What's the type of a starch food? What's what is the starch made from the inside of the grain raised in Louisiana and Arkansas and Texas? It's a staple food of the Chinese and the Japanese.
Rice.
Okay. Now, what are some terms, and this is, all right, do you have any, I don't know if any of your friends do this or anybody that you know of, what are some terms for homemade beer? Do you have any of that? You ever run into those?
Homemade beer or homemade alcoholic beverage?
Just beer first and then...
None that I know of. I've never tried it.
Like, you never heard of homebrew or anything? Okay, how about terms for cheap whiskey or
moonshine,
homemade?
White lightning.
Okay. Is there any distinction, like, names for non-tax paid alcoholic beverages, which is the type that's run illegally? Is there names that you'd have for that?
Bootleggers.
Yeah, what, any kind of whiskey that you'd have?
Moonshine.
Is it moonshine?
Yeah.
Is that what you'd call?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other names that you'd...
No.
Or I suppose it was not a very high quality and made under unsanitary conditions. What would you call that?
Snake piss. I don't know.
Okay. Is that something that's made up, or is it something?
Nah, I use that term. I don't know if anybody else does.
Have you ever heard anybody else use that term?
A couple people. It's not too popular.
Okay. Is it just local with your peers?
Yeah.
Okay. You never heard any terms like stump water or anything?
Nah. I have. I think I have heard that. Something about it. I never used that.
Okay. You ever heard the term SPLO? S-P-L-O?
No.
Okay. When something's cooking and you just and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say just blanket. You know, just and you're kind of happy and it makes a good impression.
Smells good.
Okay. All right. And speaking of sugar cane, you crush cane and you boil the juices and make what?
Sugar.
Okay, but before you, the sugar is refined from this other product, an intermediate product. What the?
Glucose, I don't know, what is it?
Well, it's a form of glucose. Let's see. Well, it's just, all right, let's just go on down this one. What do you call the thick, sticky liquid that you put on pancakes?
Syrup.
Okay, now above that, there's a form of a syrup that's a very raw, crude type of a syrup.
All sap.
All right, but it comes from sugar cane. With the, you know, it just.
I don't know.
Okay.